Hello everyone, this is Nord, and this is the beginning of Rhythm Heaven DS. Now, there's a little bit of a thing that I want to say before I actually start playing the game. I want to talk a little bit about the setup, and hopefully it's going to be a little bit better than what I used to be using. In fact, quite a lot better if you really think about it. The first thing that I want to get out of the way is, I'm going to say this in the beginning of the playthrough as well, just in case people didn't watch the last video I put up about the Lua script, and in that video's description, I specifically stated something that I want to get to, just in case you don't exactly know what I'm talking about. What this is the fact that there's no visuals, there's going to be no visuals anywhere. There's multiple reasons for this, one of which being the fact that I just can't have enough space to even have videos on Dropbox or anywhere else. And besides that, it's just the fact that I would have no control over what's showing on the screen. I don't even know if the screen is working properly because of the settings that the emulator is set to, which I will be putting the settings package in the description of this video if you want to play along with me. And there's a bit of a note to that when we actually start playing, but that's going to be in just a second. So yes, no visuals throughout the whole entire playthrough, and of course, since I am blind, and I am kind of able to play this game well enough, I'm going to be using audio coordinates of my screen reader to tell me what the mouse is doing at the exact moment when I'm moving it. So I recommend that you wear headphones for this, because the beeps that you're hearing are going to be in stereo that tell you where the mouse is on the screen, and so you can kind of visualize where the mouse is and what I'm trying to click. This is especially useful if you want to play along with me. So with that, just a quick thing about the setup here. What I've done is I've made an Apple shortcut, which is new in iOS 12. What I did is I am making an audio recording in M4A, and I have a name for it. I let it type in the name, and I have the name of the file set. And then it checks the file size, puts it into a dialog, tells me how big it is, and then it asks me if I just want to either save it to Dropbox or save it to Dropbox and then open it into iMovie if I want to edit it if the video is 45 minutes or less. But to be quite honest, I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to use that. I'm going to use it probably later for any other videos that I'll be making with my phone. That's going to be useful, but not in this case. So I'm just going to be saving all my recordings of this playthrough into Dropbox and then editing them, along with, of course, the audio of the game itself, because this is just a microphone recording, so I can hold my phone up, but when I'm actually playing, I won't exactly be able to do that. So I'm going to be putting the audio of the game in after, and then saving that as one recording, and then uploading it. So that's my plan, and I hope that it's going to work well enough. And with that, I'm actually going to start playing the game. So with that, I'm going to put my phone over here. Hopefully you can hear me still. And let's start. Let me adjust my volume real quick. Okay, got it. So, the first thing I need to say before I actually even start the game is I've been wrong all along with the rotating the screen thing, because it turns out that the rotate buttons actually rotate 180 degrees, which means it rotates either one way or the other, which means the screen is perpetually always either rotated 90 or 270 degrees. If you think about it that way. So, you're gonna have to deal with that, and I tried rotating the screen in the emulator itself, it didn't work. So what I'm going to do is I have my screen rotating right now because I set it up that way, but I'm going to show you real quick. If you click this button, let me take a look. Yes, it's on the top left over here. And then if you click the bottom part, like this, now it's rotated to the right. So that means to enter the game, you have to flick to the right instead of to the left. This is the way the game comes up as default if you have no battery set up or anything. So if you want to change this, and if you want to rotate the way I have it set, is from here. You click the button on the right, which I'm trying to find, yes, this one. And then you click the button right next to it on the left. And there we go. We're back to the rotating the way that I have it set up for the past 2 years almost. So, to actually enter the game, you find this thing over here in the very center. And you can't use the joystick for this. You have to flick with your mouse. So, you hold, you flick, and you let go, and like this. And now the music just changed volume to indicate that you're in the file menu. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to click on this file right here, and I'm going to delete it. To do that, there's the back button, by the way. Oh, that's not the back button. Yeah, that's the back button over there. The one that goes woo when you click on it. So, the delete button is right below that. This button. It's asking you, do you want to delete this file? And if you say yes, which is the bottom part of the screen, if I can actually find it, like this, it's going to do this. I made a test file to see if the recording actually worked, and I got one middle on there, and now I'm just deleting that, so there's really nothing lost. And besides that, I have Rhythm Tengoku Gold if I want to practice. So now that file's clear, I'm going to click this twice, and what that just did is set a name. There's like a bunch of different names that are on the screen, like me, I don't know, stuff like Grandma and Prez, and I don't remember what else there is. But there's like a bunch of random names you can select from to label your file. And that's how your file comes up. But that has nothing to do with this because we have no idea what the names are. Anyway, to enter, you click again the button close to the bottom, but I'm just trying to find it yet. No, wait, never mind. That was a back button. Okay, that's weird. Let's just pick a random name again and click this button instead. Where is it? I'm confused. I swear it was... Okay, I see. And that indicates that you have started a new file. So, if you press a file, and you press it again, and you hear the no-no-no, instead of the no-no-no-no-no, when you're actually going into the file, that means that this is a new game. You're starting from the very beginning. And the back buttons are usually always on the top right. And the yes and no's are usually, it's either top right or bottom right. So now what's going on is there's text. So you just click your mouse wherever you want to go through the messages. Okay, it's still recording. That's good. So now, we're in the flicking practice minigame. So, what you do is you can hold and let go of your mouse and it will click, like that. And for this, you're going to have to use your mouse as well, unfortunately. So you can't get past this with the Lua script as far as I've gathered. So, you're going to have to flick a few times, like this. It doesn't exactly matter where you flick. You can flick from anywhere to anywhere. You usually flick upwards, but you can also flick right or left. Oh, come on. Or left. If you don't do it fast enough, it goes shh. And if you don't do it at all, it just does that. And if you do it enough times, it's going to do that. After this, there's a few more texts, and now this is the only part of the game where you literally need to know, you need to have visuals, because this is not a musical-based thing. Listen closely to what I'm doing. You need to know the exact timing. Yeah, I was too early for that, I think. Aw, come on. Oh, I couldn't flick. What? If you don't flick at the right time, it does that. Really? You have to hit a certain amount of these things. Oh, there we go. And then... what? There we go. So, once you've gotten this past this part, there really is nothing more to think about. Everything is a lot more straightforward than this when you're actually going into the game select screen and everything. It's quite a lot straightforward. So by this point, we've had, let's see, what screens have we had? We've had the title screen where you have the rotate buttons either on the top left or top right and the thing to flick in the center. We've had the file menu where you had different things to select, but I just chose the one in the very center. And once you've clicked the file, there's either an option to change your name, to delete the file, to enter it, and to go back. And then now we're going to get introduced to the next main part, which is, if you scroll through a little bit more text now, has one of the favorite music tracks in the game. The game select screen. Yay, 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 yay. Okay, I'm gonna stop singing. So, this screen right now, all it is literally a line of five icons. Basically the same as you have with Pangbook, if you remember that. So if you start from the very left, in the middle, there's all these things, but you can't click them. Real quick, I'm going to start saving states here. So that's what that means if it just abruptly stops. So you start from the right and work your way to the left in this case. And once things get added, I'll mention them, like the endless games and cafe and all this stuff. So our first game is Built to Scale, which is arguably a quite hard game to start off with, in my opinion. If you click on a game, it makes this noise. That noise. And if you click on it again, but you don't want it, you can just move the mouse away and just do that. So, let's open this game. Built to Scale is easy at first, but at the same time, it's not. For this, I will be able to use one hand so you can hear me a little bit more clearly. Excuse me for the noises, I'm still testing if it's still recording, and I hope it is. So there's a bit more text. In the games, if you press start, you can pause by pressing start, and then this option is to quit, and a little bit to the left, a little bit above that is the return, which is... I'm trying to find it, but it doesn't... work right now. Oh, it's this button, but never mind. Also, the skip tutorial button in this configuration is on the very bottom left. If you hear that sound, that's what that is. So if you move your mouse away without lifting it, it's not going to activate. So what it's asking you to do in the very beginning of this game is to flick a few times. This is where the Lua script comes in. Because, yes, you can move around the game using the Lua script, but I just feel a little bit more comfortable using the actual mouse to find out where I am. So, I'm just going to flick a few times with the Lua script, and it just makes this noise every time. Now, it's going to ask you to do it in time with music, like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, flick. 1, 2, 3, 4, flick. And that's basically all you do. If you don't do it well enough, it makes that noise. And if you miss it completely, this happens. So that's basically all you do in this game, although it does go a little bit more tricky. But you'll see. So that's all you need to know about this game. So I'm just going to skip this tutorial. And we'll play the game, actually. Or we'll actually play the real game now. Fun fact, this game is one of the very, very few games in this game that don't use actual audio streams, audio music files, as their music. A lot of them use that, but this is a sequence file. So if you switch over to dual SPU, you can actually slow it down. Okay, this is where it speeds up. Listen to this. You need to pay attention here. Really simple, but at the same time it's really cool. Okay, this part, you're supposed to do it in the dark. But of course, for us there is no such thing as dark. It's always dark, so it doesn't matter. It's literally the same. Sometimes there's times where the sound does that. I don't know why. Okay, this is the last one. Yes, got it. Just like any other rhythm game, you have these ratings every time you quit it. Not quit it, but like finish it. And my rating was superb because I think I hit everything correctly. Yay, yay, yay. This music is pretty cool. I'm not exactly sure what it says, but I did do the ending correctly, and the ending is very, very important for this game. Now, the rating music sounds like that. There is also different music when you get an okay or a try again. And now we're returned to the game select screen. And a lot of those sounds just mean the fact that you've unlocked the next game, but as well as that, we did get the medal, so that's what one of the other sounds were, and then you just, the music kind of ducked down and then came back up. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but that's just updating the flow counter, which doesn't really mean much. So now, I'm going to use my mouse to open the next game, which if you work in the bottom, is this one. Glee Club. Now, here, you're going to be greeted with this perpetual looping noise, and you have to constantly hold your mouse down for this. So this is where the tutorial starts, if you hold it down for long enough. What you have to do is you have to keep time with the other people. 1, 2, now it's your turn. 1, 2. You hold and let go. Or in this case, you let go and then hold to close. You keep holding it and let go, hold. It's quite hard to explain. The tutorial music is quite familiar to the people who've played Tengoku before. I think it's the same music, and if you do it well enough, it fades out, and then this happens. 1, 2, hold and go. You have no indication of that happening, so you just trust me on this. 1, 2. You just have to close the thing at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Stop. And then there's the infamous flicking cue, which I'm going to have to put my phone down for, which is this.
Together now.
Now, the way you do this for those who haven't really watched my latest video, is you hold the B button while holding your mouse, and you let go of both buttons at the same time when you want to flick. So you hold the B button in preparation, which really does nothing until you let go of both buttons, and then it flicks. Do remember to hold down the button, or otherwise together this now. If you don't do it right, it does this. Together now. But that's not what you're supposed to do. Instead, together now. It's that. Together now. Okay, and we're done. So I'm just going to keep holding the mouse until the music starts. And this is where we get into actual streaming audio files instead of sequences. This game is quite easy if you learn how it works. 1, 2, 3. Together now. Oh, that's the normal way it's supposed to work when you're actually in the game, instead of the different way it sounded in the tutorial. You need to be really careful with when you're opening and closing your yap, as it's called, because it does give you problems if you don't do it well enough. Okay, pay attention here. 2, 3. Together now. Ooh, that was perfect. Oh, that was late. That was really late. Okay, this is where you have to do it in unison. 2, 3, and stop. It's different from what the tutorial is like. Okay, this is the hardest part of the game. Listen to this. 2, 3. Together now. Yeah, that part. Oh god, what the hell is happening? I didn't expect that to happen ever. That was really weird. Excuse me for all the lag, but it doesn't exactly. I can't help it. And stop. And this is the hard part where it's 1, 2, 3. And you keep holding, because if you don't, you're gonna get a bad rating, I think. Okay, what did I get? I got a superb. Great. So I'm pretty good at that game because it doesn't require as much flicking, or at least it didn't back when I couldn't use the Lewis grip, but you know, it takes a bit of time getting used to just holding your mouse for all eternity until you need to let go. And of course, that one together now cue where you have to do it in unison and actually know when to close and when to scream and all that is hard. So, second medal earned. Great. Let's save here. And now it's time to play the third game, which has the same intro as the first game, which is really stupid in my opinion, but never mind. This game is PhilBots. All you need to do in this game is to hold your stylus or mouse and let go. So you don't need to flick in this one, which is good. It's quite a rarity, if I have to do say so myself. So what you hear is 1, 2, 3, filler up, hold, and 3, let go. So that's what you do. You hold for 4 beats, or on the 4th beat. Filler up. And they say okay when they're filled. If you don't do it right, let me see. Filler up. If you don't do it enough, that happens. So if you either don't do enough or you do it too much. In fact, if you do it way too much, this happens. They explode. That is quite fun. Filler up. If I remember correctly, one of the cues in the Japanese version, instead of saying filler up, all it was just the word hype. Oh, that was the lag. It was just saying the word hype. So that's a little weird. Filler up. How they changed the cue. Well, I've never had it lag like this before. This is weird. This is one of the only times in the game where the tutorial music actually stays for as long as you want it. That is quite rare, so you can just skip through this. Now, one thing that the tutorial does not tell you is that there's also big robots that you're going to have to wait until the 8th beat to fill them up, and you're going to hear that when the game actually happens. So let's actually play it, and see how well we can do this. 3, 4. Here it doesn't say fill her up, so you need to pay attention. What you're going to notice about this music is the fact that it's the same melody, it just goes up in pitch as it goes. My theory to that is the fact that they may possibly have wanted to include this as an endless game, but didn't. Here's a big robot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Music's picking up, making noises. And I missed that one. That is not good. Oh my god. Now, this is where it gets really hard. Pay attention. Oh my god. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna finish the rest of the endless game kind of story in just a minute. Once I'm done with this game. Oh my god, that was the it looks like when I'm recording it does that quite a bit. I don't like that at all. But this is the last big robot. And of course, I miss it! Really now? That is quite bad. I think I'm gonna get an okay for that. And I do not like that. Yep, thought so. At least you get to hear what an okay sounds like. Which is like that. So what I was trying to say is, I actually looked into the game files of this game, and found out that all the streams of the Philbots music were independent from each other, so you could like play each one as you wanted, some of which got skipped. Well, you're going to see that at some point in time, but so you could literally play them in any order you wanted, and there is a game that's going to come up quite shortly that does basically the same thing, although they did put an endless game version of that in the game. But you'll see what that is when we get to it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to redo. Now listen to the difference in noises it makes. Yeah, I didn't go ring, and I didn't make another noise as well. But I'm gonna replay Philbots and see if I can get a superb. So I'm gonna be doing my next one. Yes, got it. First try after getting the okay. Not bad. Didn't lag at all this time. So now you're going to hear what happens when you just get a superb after you got an okay on the game, which is what this is like. So it makes almost the same noises except for the na-na-na-na doesn't exist because you didn't unlock a new game, but you did hear the wing, which means you did get the medal. Sounds a little bit like what Rhythm Heaven Fever does, where it makes a really cool noise. So, with that out of the way, the fourth game is another one where there's a bit of clicking involved, but it is quite short. The tutorial is really fun for this one. So, let's move on. This game is called Fan Club. And what you have to do is cheer in time with other fans, or in this case, monkey fans, to a song, which actually does have lyrics. I don't know why, but the English lyrics, or the English songs with lyrics, have this really low quality. I don't get why that is, but you're going to get to hear that in a minute. So what the first cue that they're going to talk about is when you hear something three times, you clap four times after that, which is like this. You hear,
hey, hey, hey,
and you go clap, 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 clap. So that's what one of the cues
is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ook, ook, ook.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's what that is. And now this is the hard part. By the way, this game is another one of those where you have no idea whether your actions are good enough. Like, if you've done something wrong, it doesn't go boing or anything, just like Glee Club, so you don't know if you're good or not. I'm going to have to put my phone down for this because you have to flick. What you're going to hear is
something, 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 I suppose.
Right. What you do is you hold I, and then you tap twice.
Something, something,
so wait, no,
I suppose.
Go, hold, tap, hold, flick. If that makes sense.
Something, 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 I suppose.
Hold, tap, hold, flick. So again, you hold, and then for the you tap, and for the pose, you hold again, hold A, you hold the mouse and B at the same time, and you let go of both. When they say hey, or yay, or whatever that is. So now it's actually time to move on to the game. And hear my atrocious singing, because I love this game. Oh, I should have done that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Hey now, here is my song for you. Yeah, that's right. I wish that I was yours, but I'm too shy, I suppose. If only I could just conjure a spell. Kapow, hocus, hocus, hocus. Then you and I would be together for all time, I suppose. Is it love that makes my heart go boom, boom, boom? Yeah, I suppose. Love you, love you, love you. More than yesterday, I suppose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's all the game is. Well, you'll see later that that is not what all the game is, but that's gonna come later. And I got the superb, even while singing. That is a rarity. And you're gonna have to get used to me singing, because especially with the song with lyrics, I like pretty much all of them, even though the lyrics is quite, well, I don't know. It's okay, I guess. But yes, I got the fourth medal. And the medals are gonna come in really handy. Oh, I completely forgot about this. Just a minute. Yes, I can. On the bottom right, there's this screen, which has Rhythm Toys and Endless Games right now. To get out of this, you click the back button on the top right, which is that. And on the top right, there's another button, which enters, that button. This enters the cafe. Now there's a bit of dialogue in the beginning. And here what you can do is you can talk to the, I don't know what the name of the person is. Then you can listen to music or read things, or you can also redo the practice if you don't. If you're not feeling confident with your flicking. Also, if you fail 3 times in a game, I think you can skip it, but I'm not sure if that how that works. So, yes, that's what the cafe is useful for. The listen to music and the reading things are going to be useful when you've gotten perfect stun. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Oh, clicked on flicking. I shouldn't have done that. Let's quit. And quit. There we go. And back, I mean. So, now that we're done with that, and we've explored that, let's move on to the first remix, which contains everything in the first world games. And one oddity about it is the fact that this is another sequence track. A lot of the remixes are sequence tracks, although remix 2, 3, 4, and 5 are not. Everything else is. You have to hold your mouse for the very beginning part. Oh, I did that really badly. You don't need to close or anything. Just wait. No, I missed it. Yeah, all I got was an okay. So, I guess I'm gonna try and get a superb on this. Because it really isn't that hard. It's actually a pretty easy and fun remix to play. I really like the music to this. Again, it's quite simple, but it's really fun. And what you're going to hear is, besides just unlocking the next game, that noise was unlocking the second row. But that's going to come in a minute. For now, let's get a superb on the image now. Thank you. Yes, got it. That big robot must have been the key. But finally got it, although the lag did not help at all. You heard me messing around with Fanicom, for example. That was really weird. But yes, we are done with the first row. And I am really happy to be playing this game. It's so fun. So, I have all superbs cleared for now. And with that, I think I'm just going to end this right here. So, I hope you've enjoyed this first part, and I hope that it's not going to be as hard as I would be thinking if, you know, I would be clicking with the mouse, it would be a disaster, but we'll see about that. So, this was part one, and again, if you have any questions, if you have any problems setting the thing up, if you don't know what you want to get, if there's something wrong with the archive that I'm posting, anything, feel free to let me know, and I'll get into it. So, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Goodbye for now.